This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the Power Hour, we're talking to L.A. Marzulli, award-winning writer, award-winning filmmaker, the Watcher series, and a new film coming up. We'll get to that towards the end of the interview so we can preview that. But some new groundbreaking evidence and research, and the story of how he got this is pretty cool in and of itself. Have you ever seen those long, elongated skulls? You may be seeing them on TV or even in movies. They've shown them a lot. Where did they come from? Well, L.A. had the same question, and he went about trying to find out. L.A., what is going on with these skulls? How did you go about finding out something about these?
Well, we took a team down in 2013 to examine the elongated skulls at the Paracas History Museum in Paracas. And our guide then was Brian Forrester. And, you know, Brian showed us a lot of extremely interesting artifacts. And, you know, we owe a debt to him, and I think we paid that debt by mentioning his name here. But my team, the team I assembled, the lab that we got, that I found, the paleo DNA lab, we raised the money. We had a couple who donated a lot of money to us, enabling us to put the team together in the first place and then start the long, drawn-out paperwork process in order to get DNA samples out legally. That took about 2 to 3 years, and our team, archaeologist Mondo Gonzalez, was extremely instrumental in handling all that, doing all that. We went down with the team, Mondo and myself, Richard Shaw, the director and filmmaker, was sort of there to make sure everything got filmed. Chase Klosky was our field forensic expert, and Chase did a marvelous, exceptional job at creating as sterile an environment as we possibly could get to avoid as much contamination as possible in taking the DNA from the skull. These skulls are extremely elongated, many of them, and there's the prevailing paradigm is this, that the skulls are the result of cradle headboarding. And we're not disputing that some skulls are cradle headboarded. We understand all that. We get that. But we're maintaining that not all the skulls are cradle headboarded. In fact, many of them are not. We think it's genetic. And this debate has been going on in academia for well over 100 years now and continues with the DNA evidence that we've gotten. And look, it's not conclusive by any means. Like, I understand that. However, in my opinion, it is pointing to genetic aberration, to the validity of our hypotheses, which points back to the validity of the biblical narrative. And the hypothesis has always been that during the conquest of Canaan 3,500 years ago, Nephilim tribes, the Rephaim, you remember the Nephilim were there, you had grasshoppers in their sight. Og, the last of the Rephaim, was there. But the Zanzumim, Goliath was a Nephilim. I don't know what tribe he was in, you know, but he was there. He was a giant. And we believe that some of these tribes fled the area. They fled into the New World, upwards into Europe. Perhaps they built boats and sailed across the Pacific, and several hundred years later wound up in Peru. Thor Heyerdahl proved that you could build a papyrus boat, a reed boat, and sail across the Atlantic and wind up on the island of Barbados without knowing where you're going. The trade winds will take you there. There are genetic anomalies in these skulls. They're the DNA evidence that we did and that tested at the Paleo DNA lab and another lab pointed to Middle Eastern and European ancestry. So here's the deal. That shouldn't be there. And in some ways it rewrites history, because what it shows is that all these skulls should be showing a B1 haplogroup, which comes from the mother and maternal side of the equation. They don't. They show haplogroups like T2B, which is Middle Eastern, U2E1, which is European, H2A, which is European. Why is that there? And when we did the testing, we ruled out our DNA because we took our DNA and sent it up to the lab, and they made sure that there was no, that we weren't contaminating the sample. We had head-to-toe lab suits on, completely covered, double rows of gloves, double sleeves, hairnets, face masks, I mean, the whole deal, absolutely the whole nine yards. you know, double gloves, goggles, everything. So we were really, really careful with the extraction, and we extracted, we had 58 samples of DNA that we took from the ICA ICA Museum and also the Paracas History Museum. Out of the 58, 28 we presented at our DNA conference. We have a film that's about almost 3 hours long, the entire presentation of our DNA evidence at the press conference, and also there's a book that goes with it. You can get one separately or get them both together. But they show that, in our opinion, not only is their DNA pointing to the validity of our hypotheses, but there are genetic aberrations in the skulls themselves. Now, we know right now that there are doctors, archaeologists, anthropologists who are listening. I'm trying to find a consortium of these men and or women who would, and I will give them the book and DVD free. Just shoot me an email, la@lamarzulli.net, la@lamarzulli.net, with your address and some proof that you're actually a surgeon, a medical doctor, a chiropractor, someone in the medical field, an anthropologist, archaeologist, and we'll get you this information, because what we want you to do is write a short paragraph basically confirming our evidence. We're trying to get a consortium of people to look at this so we can go, hey, we got, you know, 50, 100, 1,000 people from all walks of life, different disciplines, looking at this evidence, and they're corroborating it. So something is going on here. And we find it absolutely fascinating that these elongated skulls show up on the shores of Peru, the shores of Paracas, Peru, about 3,500 years ago. It fits the timeline of the conquest of Canaan absolutely perfectly. And they are a culture which is completely different than any other culture before or after them. They have certain attributes. The Paracas textiles are far, are head and shoulders above anything else that's even come. The pottery is different, very thin, looks like it's turned on a wheel. The tapestry are blankets and tapestries and wraps, 450 threads per square inch, whereas the time the Europeans are doing about 150. So, and they're very colorful and they're reversible. Something is going on here. We find it absolutely enigmatic, which is why we're on the trail. We're in the process of doing more DNA testing as I speak. We've got more samples up at the lab. We're desperately trying to find the other half of the equation, which is the nuclear DNA. We've also got several archaeological sites, which we are in the process of attempting to dig. So it's ongoing research. And you say, well, what does this have to do with the everyday Christian? Well, it's got everything to do with the everyday Christian, because, first of all, it shows us the veracity of the seed war. Something is going on. There are hybrid beings walking the earth, and some of the DNA testing and carbon-14 testing showed only 800 years ago. That's really close. Same thing in the Americas. Giants walked the Americas. They did. Giants were here. Nine-footers, 10-footers, 12-footers walked the Americas. It's all in Native American oral tradition. And at the turn of the 19th and in the 20th century, they were digging these things up. We've got account after account after account of these giants being unearthed all over the Americas. I've got photographic proof, one of the only photographs that we've ever been able to find. And frankly, I wasn't supposed to find that, but I did. And we found elongated skulls out of Catalina. We found two giants just under 9 feet tall. So something is going on here. And it's funny how the naysayers will come against it, you know, immediately write a rebuttal, but they're never out in the field, they're never collecting the evidence, and we are. And we're not going to stop until we find out what it is we're looking at. So that's why we're trying to find the nuclear DNA with the elongated skulls.
Let me pause right there for a second. Again, this is such a lot of information. Correct me if I'm wrong, I'm just going to summarize so that make sure that we're on the right page here. There were DNA evidence that you took from elongated skulls down in Peru somewhere around 3,500 years ago. If they were from that area, they should have had DNA from that area. What you found is they had DNA from Europe, from the Middle East.
Correct.
Cradle boarding, which is where somebody, as a baby, they basically wrap their head to physically make it elongate like that. You saw evidence of that going on, but you saw evidence of skulls that did not have that, but that were genetic, that were actually, they grew that way normally. And when you did the DNA test, something fishy was going on, something very suspicious that supported your hypothesis that there was some kind of migration of hybrid humans, hybrid aliens, something that came from Europe, Middle East, wherever, and down to Peru. Are we on the same page so far?
It's a great summation that you just did. Hats off to you, sir.
Okay, the giants. I've heard a lot of stories. I've read quite a bit. I'm not nothing like an expert, but I've read a little bit about these giants, all the skulls, even more recently in different islands. People are digging up bodies of skulls, remains of giants. And as soon as they do, it's like they disappear. The Smithsonian takes them. Governments come out of nowhere and get these bodies. What in the world are they trying to hide here?
What they're trying to hide is the validity of the biblical prophetic narrative. Even over over Passover, over Easter week, Resurrection Sunday, whatever you want to call it, I prefer Resurrection Sunday. Even then, you know, we had hot shots from the pundits on CNN and some of these other places taking pot shots at Christians and, you know, what a ridiculous holiday. All this is a myth and everything else. And that's the prevailing paradigm in academia and the scientific community. There is no supernatural. There's no room for the supernatural in the world of academia today and in the scientific community. There just is not. And yet the Bible, if you were to take the supernatural out of the Bible, what's left? A couple of genealogies? That's about all you get. So the Bible is the guidebook to the supernatural. That's what I've sort of nicknamed it. Please don't stone me in the parking lot after the interview. But I mean, it is. It's like guidebook to the supernatural. It tells us what's going on. It shows us in great with great specificity what is happening on the planet, why it's happening on the planet. The seed war, it tells us about that. It tells us in the biblical prophetic narrative what is going to happen in the future. And the whole book tells us that mankind has fallen and is in desperate need of a redeemer. And so it points back to Jesus. Academia and the scientific community hate that because there's no room for the supernatural in their paradigm. Because then they'd have to start thinking about their own depravity and maybe their need for a savior. So that's what's at stake here. And the fact that we're actually in the field doing real scientific research, and it is real scientific research, when you hire a paleo DNA lab, you know, they don't care where the sample came from. They're just going to tell you what the haplogroup is. The science, you know, the test tubes and the whole DNA process, the extraction, they don't know what they're testing. They're just telling me what the haplogroup is. They have no dog in the hunt. So it's fascinating when it comes back, you know, U2E1 or T2B, European or Middle Eastern. I find it absolutely incredible because it points to the validity of our hypothesis that there might have been a diaspora 3,500 years ago of Nephilim tribes. They populated the New World. They went everywhere. And some of them had
even... We got to go to break.
Some were giants. Dead.
We got to go to break. On the other side, okay. What's next on this? I mean, obviously you've hit something here. Then what's the next step?
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals, are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the Revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to NewManna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. NewManna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Mystifying and just enchanting topic, really. There's no question something's going on from the Bible, from different records. Something is going on, and Smithsonian, archaeologists, even if archaeologists find things that support the Bible, like, you know, here's a city and Jesus walked here, whatever. I mean, we've had stories of archaeologists burying that kind of information. Can you imagine what they're doing to things that support the giant narrative and how they're covering this up? I do have a question from a listener, and this is a good question, LA. Maybe you can answer it quickly. We have a short segment here. If there were these skulls that have these elongated genetic mutations, whatever, why do we not see people with those same kind of skulls today? Did they not crossbreed? Did it, or what? What happened?
Well, basically what happens is these tribes die out. This is thousands and thousands of years ago. We discovered a very troubling site in Peru in a place called Camacho. It was a killing field on a hill. There was no funerary object. This was a killing field. We counted 60 skulls with blunt force trauma to the left side of the skull, which means that someone took a stone war club and smashed their skull in, toppled them into a shallow grave, and they were buried. All of the skulls there were elongated. So one tribe came in, another tribe came in, and killed these. We also say that they might not have been viable after a while. I mean, this is, let me put it to you this way, and I'm not trying to dodge the question, but when you go to the Great Circle Mound in Ohio, okay, and it's about 1,200 feet from one point to the other, and diameter. And you look at this thing, and you and when the whites first came in there, they asked the First Nation, Native Americans, who built this? And they said, we don't know. It was here when we got here. So now the anthropologists have backpedaled. Well, you know, that's not really what happened. They just forgot who built it. It's like, what? I mean, it's just they make all these excuses. But when you go back to the oral tradition, the Native Americans are going, we don't know. It was just here when we got here. This is the subject of a book because we see this. There's also precedent of it in the biblical narrative where God wipes out Sodom and Gomorrah. What happened to the people? They're gone. They're gone. And this gets back into the protocols that we're not privy to, this heavenly war thing where he goes, well, you know, you go down to Egypt for 400 years, and until the sin of the Amorites comes into its fullness, then I'll turn you loose. It's, you know, we don't understand. We really see through a glass very darkly. And there's more questions than answers at this point. But I will tell you this. The DNA evidence and the morphological differences in the skulls point to, in my opinion, the validity of our hypothesis. And when you actually read Rick Woodward's work, who's an anthropologist, Dr. Michael Alday, medical doctor of 37 years, Dr. Malcolm Warden is a chiropractor, all weighing in on our evidence, all weighing in on these enigmatic skulls, saying that this is genetic, there's something going on here, and it's all in that DVD in the book. The DVD is almost 3 hours long. It's the press conference. And so you get the information from myself, from Richard Shaw, the filmmaker, from Chase Klosky, the forensic field expert, from Mondo Gonzalez, our archaeologist who presents the actual DNA evidence, Rick Woodward, our anthropologist. It's very, very thorough. Then, of course, the book, all eight of us wrote a chapter in the book. So if you're interested, that's, you know, go to my site, lamarzulli.net, and glean the information that's there. And I guarantee you, when you watch the DVD, you're going to want to watch it two or three times. That's how much information's in it. And this is the result of the work of 5 years.
There's no question. You watch any of these videos from L.A., even on YouTube, from his website, lamarzulli.net. You watch any of these, your interest is going to be piqued, I'm pretty sure. If you're interested already, just wait till you see some of these videos. Please check him out on his website. We got a couple minutes. This is a short segment, then a long segment coming up. What about that, you know, fairly recently, that mummy was found about 6 inches or so high that had some human DNA in it across it. What is that, and what is that telling us?
Well, it's the so-called Atacama mummy coming from the Atacama Desert in South America. And, you know, they're saying that, well, it was an aberration, it was deformed, but it's all human. And okay, that may be. I haven't seen the DNA. I know I've spoken to Mr. Nolan, who's a geneticist, several times on the phone. He definitely knows his stuff. You know, and you got to go where the evidence takes you. If that's what it is, if it was a small child who was, let's say, stillborn or had genetic aberrations in it, and when it was born dead or something, and they just buried the thing, which is probably what happened, and then that's the case. And that's why, you know, there's that music.
There's that music again. Yeah, we'll be back after this break. We'll get into that. And what's next for you? I mean, obviously, your hypothesis, this would encourage you to go forward, I'm sure. What is the next thing that you're going to go after? What's the next thing? We'll find out that after this break. LAMarzulli.net. Check it out.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're still inclined, please check out our sponsors, usgoldcoins.com, Andy Gauss, of course. Love Andy Gauss, some of the commercials that you hear. We're not responsible for all the commercials during the break. Andy Gauss is our sponsor, US Gold Coins, and there's a reason. They'll take care of you. I know a good bit about gold and silver coins, collected for a long time. I know how you can get screwed over, and Andy will educate you and to the point where you feel comfortable making a good decision. So I feel confident about that and discuss that in detail with Andy. Plus, Andy's one of the good guys. I mean, you know Andy and all his research and constitutional research. Check him out, usgoldcoins.com, and also libertyoncall.org, Elena George, Liberty Health Share. You don't need to get pigeonholed into some rip-off medical insurance. have a medical share program where people help themselves. Check it out, libertyoncall.org and usgoldcoins.com. Of course, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. These are the products you need. We need your purchases, ladies and gentlemen. We can't be on the radio unless you fund us. We're not getting a check from George Soros. You are funding us, and we appreciate you. 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. All the great products that you know and love. We're talking to L.A. Marzulli. L.A. is really, he's not doing justice to how difficult it was to get this DNA evidence. As you can imagine, it's hard to even find anywhere outside of South America, even any of these skulls, to be able to get the DNA from, and then to allow a government to do it or some museum. He went through quite a bit. L.A., you have achieved quite a, it's really a big achievement to have gone as far as you have. Having been encouraged by your results, what is next on your horizon?
Well, we're ongoing. I mean, the research is ongoing. We have access to an artifact, and we took DNA sampling from that. That artifact is in the States under a private collection, and we took DNA, and that's being cooked right now, as we say, up in the Paleo DNA lab in Canada. So depending on what the results are, well, it doesn't depend. I mean, we'll definitely release the results, let people know what it is at some point. Our testing, our adventures are ongoing. Like I said, we've got archaeological digs that we're looking into. We're not letting this go by any means. And we've just scratched the surface, and we keep going. So for those of you who are interested in this, again, lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net. You can get the book on DNA and, of course, the DVD on the DNA, the results of the DNA. And I think you'll find it absolutely fascinating.
Yes, absolutely. Why don't you spell Marzulli for somebody? So it's L.A. Marzulli. Spell Marzulli, please, for our listeners.
Marzulli is M as in Mary, A-R-Z as in zebra, U-L-L-I, Marzulli. LAMarzulli.net, LAMarzulli.net. And, you know, get up to speed. Understand what's going on here, because this stuff is global. It's everywhere. And this is after the flood all this happened. This is only 3,500 years ago. And they were here in the Americas, there's no doubt.
Well, I think the past, you know, history is always important, whether it's, you know, the United States Constitution or archaeology or whatever. We need to know the truth. We need to know what happened. The real provocative thing about this to me is in the Bible it says the last days so as the days of Noah. So there's a parallel between what's going on in the DNA. We have seen things like GMO food actually physically altering DNA. We have seen some of that in vaccines. We have now even seen food enhancers that use aborted fetuses, aborted human fetuses actually eating your food. We're actually eating human DNA. Are they trying to change our DNA? I mean, what is going on that parallels the past that you've seen?
Well, I don't know how much time we have here. It's a very, very deep, very involved question. How much do we have?
We have about 20 minutes, about 18 minutes of airtime.
Okay.
Go.
All right.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Yes, on some levels what you're saying, that those products are affecting our DNA. I mean, I totally get that. But the DNA that I'm worried about is what happens in the Book of Revelation, anyone who takes the mark of the beast. Something happens there, and a colleague, friend of mine, Doug Hamp, wrote a book called Corrupting the Image. We published our results, mine in the Cosmic Chess Match, his in the book called Corrupting the Image, that the mark of the beast would actually change the host's DNA. It somehow would change the host's DNA so that the host essentially would become a modern-day Nephilim. You would become the seed of the serpent, which is why you wind up in the lake of fire. And this, I might lose some of you here, but that's okay. Let me give you the heads up. Fox News, specifically on Tucker Carlson, from December to the present day, has been showing clips of UFOs and discussing them with former F-18 pilots, people from the deep state or from alphabet agency. This week on Monday, he showed a clip of a pilot, a passenger in a plane over the Aegean Sea, which is near Greece, in the Mediterranean, and this thing surfaces through the clouds, looks like a whale breaching, and just pauses there, and then flattens out horizontally and begins to pace itself with the plane. And you can hear the people going, what the heck is that? What the heck is that? Well, exactly. What the heck is that? Earlier this year, actually last year, we had disclosure. Tucker Carlson, once again, had this F-18 pilot by the name of Fravor, F-R-A-V-O-R. And Fravor had, at one time, which it was one time, film, which was classified film, of a UFO being locked in by an F-18. And it begs the question, how does this unknown guy, Fravor, with classified film, wind up on Fox News? It's a managed agenda. It's a managed agenda. They're releasing the information. Who is they? The deep state. So they're releasing the information. The church does nothing. Most people don't even blink. So from that moment in December of 2017 to the present, about every 2 to 3 weeks on Tucker Carlson, on Fox News, on primetime, they've released more information, more videos on UFOs. So something is going on. And Tucker has even said, this is the biggest story of my lifetime. Maybe from all time. He's right. So while the church dithers, and I say that as a pastor, and people are uninformed, it's already been released on Fox News. We've already had disclosure at some level. And the church needs to wake up and understand that full disclosure might only be months away. And then what? If the church is still here, then what? And I'm alarmed by what I see. There's a dynamic in the UFO phenomena, not only cattle mutilations, abductions, medical practices that happen to people who are abducted, but implants. Now, when I first started talking about implants basically 20 years ago, I was laughed at by my Christian peers. Oh, well, that's not happening. That's just ridiculous. Well, in our Watchers film, specifically Watchers 7 and Watchers 8, we interviewed a man who had been abducted 40 years ago at the time of the interview. And he was 5 years old at the time. He was taken through the ceiling of his room, placed on a metal table, and he was implanted right below his right knee. And he wanted it out. So, because this thing was causing trouble, it would go off, and the pain would be so excruciating that he would just roll on the ground until the pain would stop. So whatever was going on with this thing was nasty. So the late Dr. Roger Lehrer, he was doing this. He was taking out implants. This was patient number 17. The 17th implant he took, and the last implant he actually extracted. We did x-rays. We did CAT scans. We did deltameter tests. We did magnetic tests. We did all sorts of tests on this guy. There was something in his leg. There was a metallic object below the knee giving off a magnetic reading of 8.5 milligauss on a gauss meter. How is that possible? 330 hertz radio frequency. How is this thing doing this thing, right? So we went in, it's all on film, and we extracted it. And we think that these implants are precursors to the mark of the beast. That's what we think they are. Whoever is doing this has spent an enormous amount of time and energy to make this happen. And they're not tracking devices. They're far more complex than that. Far more complex. And we think they're precursors to the actual mark of the beast.
Let me interject.
Which will change the host's DNA.
Let me interject. You said, again, a lot of information. You talked about a managed agenda on corporate media, that they're now starting to release this information. Why now? Why?
Because it's time. For whatever reason, whoever is, you know, in control, whoever what's really going on here, and, you know, we've got the three-hour discussion. It always comes down to three-hour discussion. But they're releasing it now because they deem it's time. And remember, at some point, the world falls into a one-world government and a one-world religious system headed by the Antichrist. And we're marching towards that day. We're marching towards that day. And what event...
There's the music, L.A.
Okay.
There's the music on the other side. We'll answer this. This is important. I mean, are they going to come down, Anunnaki, say, here we are, we're your God, listen to us, worship us? I mean, is that what they're planning? Stay tuned, lamarzulli.net.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
UFO disclosure. That is a big topic that a lot of people for a long time have been talking about. It does seem, like L.A. said, that major corporate media is now behind this. The Pope, different avenues out of the Vatican have talked about this. Their telescope, they're talking about this. A lot of people, a lot of big money people, a lot of very powerful people. Is this, L.A., is this, you know, we've heard the story about the Anunnaki, basically, that supposedly they made humans to mine gold.
Right.
Is this going to be some kind of disclosure where they come down and say, hey, we're your God, now worship us and take this mark and we'll make everything okay? Is that what's coming?
That's the scenario that I put forth in numerous books, countless lectures. at conferences. That's exactly what event can change everyone's paradigm and do it instantly. You get a couple of mile-wide shifts showing up, and everything changes. It's a whole new ballgame. And unfortunately, many people won't even look at the evidence of what is going on. And the church is, look, I'm part of a church. I love the church. I'm a pastor, okay? But, you know, I'm also a watchman on the wall, and I'm waving my arms and jumping up and down and yelling as loud and as frantically as I possibly can that we are on the cusp of something global changing, life-changing. And it's already happening, and, you know, the church dithers. And so when I get an opportunity to talk to folks like this, it's like, don't believe me, watch the Fox News. Watch Fox News. And you'll see that it's not just one, it's every 2 to 3 weeks. And now it's been like about every 10 days, they're coming up with another story. So it's incredible what's happening. And yeah, you're right. When these guys show up, they will say, we created all life on this planet, which ties into Darwinism, that we genetically manipulated early man, which ties into Darwinism, that we created the Earth's earliest civilizations and religions, and now at this critical juncture in human history, we are back to usher mankind into a golden age. Now, the one thing, if I was saying this, the New Agers, all right, are already talking about something called the event. And that is precisely what I just told you, which I wrote about decades ago. That's precisely what the event is. The revealing of the ET presence and the ushering of mankind into a golden age. Oh, and wait, there'll be certain people that won't be able to take the paradigm shift and they'll be taken away to another planet. I'm not making this stuff up. I mean, I wish I was, but I'm not. And having been on both sides of the aisle, I understand, I check back frequently to what, you know, New Agers are saying, what the channelers are coming through. This is what they're saying. So when you look at the geopolitical situation, the volatile nature of, let's say, Iran, Pakistan, North Korea, I mean, those are just three rogue states, our huge deficit, which we owe China, trillions of dollars in debt with China. They bought all these bonds. You know, what happens if they want to get paid back? I mean, we could go on down that rabbit hole, Fukushima. I mean, it's just, it's endless. So, and, of course, the saber rattling over Passover with Hamas bringing thousands of people, women and children, too, up to the front lines to definitely provoke some kind of response with Israel. Are we looking at the Ezekiel 38 war, Psalm 83, some combination of both? I don't know. The destruction of Damascus? I mean, anything is possible. Tenuous, tumultuous time. And unfortunately, and people, check out my blog, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. Check out Monday's blog because I showed this clip, which is just hysterical. All these local news channels, they're reading off teleprompters, and they all get the same script. Just hilarious. There's no news. It's a managed agenda is what it is. And, you know, frankly, shows like yours and the Power Hour, you know, how long before that's taken off? How long before what they're trying to do to Laura Ingraham, because she calls the Parkland shooter, not shooter, one of the survivors, David Hogg, spokesperson, somehow he winds up as a spokesperson for an entire generation, right? Stop whining about not being accepted into college. And all of a sudden, draconian measures go up against Laura Ingraham. Well, we're going to pull the sponsorship. And the reason for this is any conservative Christian voice, they wait for anything at all, and then they pounce. They already got rid of Bill O'Reilly. They're trying to get Sean Hannity out. They're trying to just topple Fox Network, which is really the only conservative voice we have other than Christian media. And they hate us. They demonetize all of us on YouTube. And we're not grabbing guns and going to YouTube and shooting anybody. But they demonetize us. I mean, we went from making a nice little income off of YouTube basically to peanuts. And so did everybody else. So, you know, it's time for the church to stand up. And that was, well, L.A., what's the solution? The solution is if the pastors would stand up and start talking about this, things could change. But they don't. And need I say more?
We got a couple of minutes left. You talk about disclosure. Does this relate at all to Project Bluebeam, where it may be basically a computer image of some kind of alien war or something to all coalesce everybody in the same direction? Is that possible?
Bluebeam is certainly a possibility, and we've looked at Bluebeam and studied it and know all about it, as much as you can know about it. But I think that the so-called disclosure of the extraterrestrial presence, which is not extraterrestrial, these are the fallen ones. This is the game changer. And this will be a real event. It won't be Project Bluebeam. It will be, Stephen Greer thinks it's Bluebeam. I disagree. This will be real mile-wide craft showing up. It'll be like Independence Day, except it won't be Independence Day. The people, the people of the world will come together and embrace the so-called aliens. And look, the neo-Darwinists are already pointing in that direction because they realize the complexity of the deoxyribonucleic DNA molecular structure, which is responsible for all life on this planet, just didn't spring into existence. Not by random chance. This thing was designed somewhere by somebody. And, of course, as a Christian, we believe that God designed it. And isn't that wonderful? And everything reproduces according to its kind, just like the Bible says. So the neo-Darwinists, because they can't go to the guidebook of the supernatural, they're looking for other solutions, and their solution is a ET scenario, where ET is the one that created all life on this planet, seeded us here, panspermia, and they're, now that they're back at this critical juncture, to usher mankind into a golden age. That's the line. That's what they're going to say, and I think we're getting really close to it.
So you're basically, got a minute or so, the idea of Darwinism, that we came from primordial soup, one-cell organism, all that, it's obvious, there is no evidence, there is not one shred of evidence to back us all the way up to some common ancestor. So they're coming up with a new plan involving aliens to get us, to pull us away from the God of the Bible into some other, you know, secular humanist idea that we're not creations of God, that we're evolving, we're going to become transhuman, we're going to ascend to the stars, you're nothing but created beings from aliens, and I mean, this is the whole narrative that is about to be unleashed on the world. Yes?
Again, a great summation. Darwinism is the springboard. The diver on the springboard is the neo-Darwinist. And when he jumps on that springboard, he winds up in the pool of deception, believing that the ancient aliens seated us here, which goes against the God of the Bible. Which goes, look at 2 Thessalonians. Because they did not believe the truth. What is the truth? That Jesus created everything. He spoke everything into existence. He sends them strong delusions. Am I making this up? Am I making it up? You know, we've uncovered
there's
a lot.
The music, LA. L.A., this is going so fast. You got to come on again. We didn't even talk about your new movie you've got coming out. When it comes out, please come back on. We'll talk about that. LAMarzulli.net. LAMarzulli.net. Fantastic. Very interesting. L.A., has been an absolute pleasure, my friend. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Likewise, and God bless you. Thank you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.